thousand acres of choice cotton ground. I never plant stalks. I didn't realize they'd make the improvements that they have. So, you know, all ours was done by hand.
Oh, was it?
Which was hard.
Did you do it all yourself, or did you?
Well, yeah. Me and Dad and my brother and well, they usually hired some help from town to hoe it and pick. But we had to be in there with them.
Wow. Was it, did you have, like in the cotton, did a lot of weeds growing up and that kind of stuff? What kinds of weeds did they have?
Coffee weeds and
sawbriars. Oh, you got all kinds of new ones. I haven't heard. I really have not heard of either one of those.
Oh.
They sound just horrible, whatever.
Yeah, sawbriars are.
I
can't think of any of them.
Well, now cotton and corn grow in a
field.
And something like.
Well, now cotton, some people call it a patch too.
Oh, they do.
The cotton patch.
Yeah, they call it, yeah. Now, what kinds of fences would you have around your
place? Barbed wire.
Oh, you did? Yeah. Now, was that. Did they ever have. In your lifetime, do you remember rail fences?
Yeah.
They did have fences.
But, you know, they were going out.
They were going out, yeah.
We didn't have any around our place.
Yeah. Well, now, when you fix in a barbed, I can never say this word, barbed wire fence, you have to dig holes and put in the
post.
And then, do you connect it to every one of them?
Do you connect the wire to each post?
Yeah.
Yes.
And then,
with staples.
Oh,
is that what you want me to say? Staples?
No, I was just wondering, really.
Oh, I think.
Or how many?
Well, they'll dig the post holes, put the post in, and tap them and get them straight, you know.
Yeah.
And then they'll come along stretching. Oh, I don't know whether you just stretch the top wire or bottom first.
Mm-hmm.
And nail it to each post, and then go back and the next one, just take them off.
Mm-hmm.
Usually four or five wires.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I was wondering.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever know people making a fence or a wall out of like loose rock or loose stuff?
I've seen them, yes.
Something like that. Mm-hmm. What do they call them?
Rock wall or stone wall, I guess.
Yeah.
That's what I'd call it.
What term would you use to describe, or what women usually use to describe their best dishes?
Sunday.
And then what about what they use, when they're talking about what they're made out of?
Or the company, you know, that's what they're made out of.
Mm-hmm. They say they're made of their...
Oh, China,
yeah. Yeah, that's what I was going to say. And what would you use to... Let's go so fast, wouldn't you? It's amazing.
You want me to elaborate on each one of them a little bit?
Would you believe that at this time, when I was on this page with Buford, we had been talking for close to 2 hours? What would you use to carry water in?
Bucket.
And what would it be made of?
Oh, I've seen them made of wood and some metal.
And what about to carry milk in?
Lard bucket?
And what about to carry a slop to the hogs?
Slop bucket.
And what would they use, like to fry eggs in? What would they have?
Skillet.
And then there would be something that, like big and black, that they would, I don't know if you've ever seen one of these, like a great big black thing that they would, vessel, that people would have out in the backyard. Sometimes.
Wash pot.
Oh, you've seen those too?
Yes.
Yeah,
I filled them up and built fires around.
Oh, you've done that?
Yes.
What about something that they would put on the stove, like to boil things in?
Kettle.
Yeah, because those two. And what would you call a container that you might put cut flowers in a house?